Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. Dade County residents have another opportunity to speak directly with local leaders this morning as Coffee Talk with the Commission continues at the historic Dade County Courthouse. The informal meeting starts at 9, ends at 10, and it's open to the public. That is this morning. County commissioners say the weekly sessions are designed to provide a welcoming space for residents to ask questions, learn about county operations, and discuss important issues, including, of course, the upcoming SPLOST renewal that's on the May ballot. For more information, contact Dade County's Administrative Office, 706-657-4625. Again, that is at 9 o'clock this morning at the historic Dade County Courthouse. On Sand Mountain, a former Henniger police officer has entered a plea agreement in a case involving the dissemination of obscene material. Joshua Kwan, arrested in 2025, originally faced 5 counts. Authorities say the offenses involved activity on the Kik Messenger app. Under a plea agreement, Kwan pled guilty to 2 reduced charges of attempted dissemination of obscene material. He was sentenced to 15 years total, split to serve 3 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Kwan must also register as a sex offender. He is scheduled to turn himself into the DeKalb County Jail by 9 a.m. on March 16th. In Jackson County, a man serving time for murder has died in custody. Officials say 37-year-old Terrence Austin was found unresponsive last Wednesday at Ventris Correctional Facility. Medical personnel were unable to revive him. Austin was serving a 45-year sentence for the 2016 murder of 88-year-old Ruby Durham. The cause of death has yet to be released. Back in DeKalb County, Loretta Carr, who recently pleaded guilty to capital murder in connection with a 2021 death at Little River Canyon, is now requesting a new trial. Carr and her daughter were accused of kidnapping Mary Elizabeth Isbell and pushing her car off a cliff. Isbell's body was discovered in 2023. Carr accepted a plea deal earlier this month and was sentenced to life in prison. However, new court filings claim her plea was not voluntary and that she did not fully understand the consequences. A new hearing is set for March the 3rd. State playoff basketball action this week for Dade County. The Lady Wolverines travel to East Lawrence tonight for first-round state action. Tip-off 6 o'clock, airtime 5:45 this evening on Classic Hits KWIN. Meanwhile, the Wolverines travel to Dodge County on Wednesday night for their first-round matchup. Broadcast details coming soon here on KWIN. Catch every game on 101.3, 106.1, 1420 AM, and the KWIN app, your home for Dade County High School sports. And that's your KWIN news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.